to have a better outcome.
You feel that that makes you a bit more of a project at the next level, just having not had football in the last year?
Not at all, you know, and I think my football skills, you know, speak for itself. You know, I don't think I lost a step, but, you know, I'm not totally focused on football right now. You know, it's more about the person and more about getting the things that I've done wrong, getting those things corrected. Well, I've been to rehabs. I've been to counseling. You know, I have a sponsor, and, you know, I'm surrounding myself around people who do what I want to do, you know, and that's be a professional football player. You know, and, I think the last few months have been going pretty good for me. I met with a number of teams last night, very informal. Starting Monday, it'll be more formal interviews, so I'm looking forward to that. Well, they pretty much know everything, and it's not too much about the off the field. You know, it's more about, you know, the on the field and, you know, do I still have it? And, you know, am I capable of, you know, being a big-time player that I was at LSU?
When you go into a meeting, do they know everything and they pretty much start testing you to see if they do
that? Definitely. They know everything. And, you know, my best friend right now is honesty. You know, I want to be as open as possible because I'm trying to rebuild my trust, you know, and I want those guys to be able to trust me and, you know, I hold myself accountable. Well, Patrick Peterson, you know, Darrell Revis, Morris Claiborne, Corey Webster from the Giants, all those guys are pretty much my support system right now. You know, I call those guys, talk to those guys on a daily basis, you know, and they give me great advice.
Why do you think that other things became so problematic for you? Why do you think you got caught up in the
edge pressure,
the fun, or what do you think was the
problem? Oh, definitely. You know, I think it's, half of it, you know, you actually start believing the hype. You know, you actually start believing, you know, the newspaper clippings, you know, and the other half is, you know, hey, you know, I'm young and I want to have some fun. But at the end of the day, you know, I have to be a different kind of person. Excuse me? Well, you know, I just want to show everybody that I'm a true athlete. You know, I think I'm going to run a pretty good 40, you know, hopefully a 4.4. You know, that's what I've been clocking recently. But really, I just want to come out here and compete. You know, I'm just happy to be back around football guys and the top guys in this draft.
There are also concerns about your height. How do you convince them that you're big enough?
Hey, you know, they can watch a whole lot of film on me. You know, I make plays. The height has very little to do with playing a game of football. Well, I think those teams are still interested. You know, I think they still believe that I can play football. But at the same time, you know, they want to know, have I handled my off-the-field issues? I didn't have a meeting with the Ravens.
Why are you better equipped now to deal with potential success
and all the accolades than you were in the past? Because I've been through it. I know what it's like not to have football. I know what it's like not to be in the front of the room, not to be the center of attention. You know, and I know what it's like to be humiliated. You know, and to go back down that road, not a chance in this world, not a chance in my lifetime again. But every day is a process. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm totally there. You know, but I am taking strides every day to be the best person that Tyron can be. Yeah, and I plan to do the same thing. You know, I'm definitely holding myself accountable for what I've done. You know, I take full responsibility for it. But, you know, once I get back playing football, you know, I'm still going to make those big-time plays and going to be that excitement for my team.
Some players have gotten woken up with some crazy hours to take a drug test this week or whatever. Has that happened to you?
Yeah. So it happens to everybody.
What hour?
I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning. Haven't been asleep since. October 26th, 2012.
Have you left so many things behind? Have you left your nickname behind also?
I have, but A lot of people haven't, but that's okay because I'm tiring right now. You know, and if the honey badger sticks, it sticks. But right now, you know, I'm focused on being Tyron Matthew. It's tough, you know, because it's everywhere. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I think I have something to look back on. You know, I think I have some experience that I have gathered, you know, over this past year that's going to help me. You know, and, you know, I definitely look back on my experience and those certain situations. You know, I look back on those to help me get further along. Absolutely, you know, and you know that's why I went. That's why I finished the rehab program. You know, that's why I do counseling. That's why I have a sponsor. You know, to take it one day at a time. But you know, I know it's marijuana in the NFL. I know it's marijuana everywhere you go. But at the end of the day, none of those people are Tyron Matthew. Definitely. You know, I reach out to kids, but. You know, I don't want to be a hypocrite. You know, I don't want to go in front of kids and tell them don't smoke, you know, because I've just crossed that bridge, you know. So it's about a lot. It's about a whole lot of other things that you know, I think I have intact. Yeah, he never talked to me personally, you know, but he's reached out to my adopted parents. He's reached out to, you know, my agent, Patrick Peterson. Pat Lawler. Yeah, you know, I think I thought my bottom was when I got kicked out of school, but you know, I think when I got arrested in October, you know, that was a different bottom. So, you know, I decided to go to a rehab, and you know, but at this time, you know, the rehab was for Tyron. You know, I just wasn't going to it for publicity, because my school told me to go. You know, I actually wanted to get my problem corrected. No, sir. Yeah, millions. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm not focused on money right now. You know, I just want to start playing football again because my whole life I played it for free. So, you know, to play it for a couple $100,000, I mean, it's still football to me.
Do you think it's likely that multiple teams have taken you off the board?
I mean, I respect it, you know, and I totally understand it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I want those guys to really look at me and see me, you know, for who I am, you know, and that's a football player, and, you know, that's the right kind of person. You know I made some mistakes, but, you know, I think at the end of the day I'm able to overcome them mistakes and, you know, I'm able to correct them on a daily basis. I mean, I don't truly compare myself to, you know, any guys in the NFL right now. You know, I think I have a different kind of game, but, you know, it's somewhere between Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu. Oh, he's a ball hawk. Yeah.
Was there a driving force, a person that got you to go to rehab, or were you ready?
No, that was Tyron. Tyron needed to go. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, all those guys definitely support me and encourage me. And, you know, I try to do the same for those guys. You know, just be there for them like those guys were there for me in my tough times. Not at all. Because even when I wasn't playing this year, you know, I was trying to perfect my craft and trying to be a better cover man and trying to be a better technician. It's pretty difficult, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's still practice, you know, and it's still drills and it's still field work. I have a good relationship with all the coaches at LSU, you know, from Coach Miles to, you know, our head trainer, Shelly. You know, I think all of us have a pretty tight relationship.
Two more questions, guys.
I haven't really been talking to them as of late. You know, those guys are picking back up with spring ball, and, you know, I'm kind of focusing on the combine right now, so I kind of let him do his thing and, you know, just focus on what I'm doing right now. Yes, sir. It doesn't matter. You know, I think, you know, I started a game at safety. You know, it was the player of the week, national defensive player of the week. You know, I played nickel basically my whole career, you know, and I was the starting corner on the depth chart at cornerback. So it doesn't matter what position I play. I pretty much can play all of them in the secondary.
Thanks, Tyron. Appreciate it.
Thank you.